between Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Rampage, New Japan, Impact, and everything else. Who's got time for all that wrestling? This is Barely Watching Wrestling, a wrestling podcast by Bear DiGiulio and friends.
A little weird, right?
Yeah.
Recording in progress. This is Barely Watching Wrestling. I'm your host, Bear DiGiulio, and with me this week, my brother-in-law, one of the two official graphic makers of BW Squared, Barely Watching Wrestling. Do you have a gimmick name, or do you want to just go by fucking your real name?
Jason or Jay.
Game 7 Jay at your fucking
game 7.
Game 7. How the fuck we doing? So, if you guys have been paying attention to the social medias or not, if you've been living under a fucking rock, we have a new number one contender to the undisputed Universal WWE Champion. And his name is
the man, Logan Paul,
the motherfucking table.
Not Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's too busy boxing. Logan Paul, yes. However, doing a real man sport, pro wrestling.
Wrestling and fucking.
And fucking. He probably has.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, he gets it. Yeah.
He's big probably time. Got an STD or two or four.
Without a doubt.
So, Jason, Crown Jewel, November 5th, the head of the table, the WWE Undisputed Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, is defending not one, but both belts against a man that is 2-0. In his professional wrestling record, in his professional wrestling career, he beat The Miz at SummerSlam, and it was actually a good match, by the way.
Yeah, dude, he's athletic as fuck. Like, there's no doubt about it.
And then him and Miz tag team in his debut at WrestleMania to take on the Mysterio Boys, Dominic and Rey, and Logan Paul was the victor of that match as well. So, I mean, shit. You deserve a WWE championship match after going 2-0, right?
Yeah.
That's just how we do it.
Definitely.
That's how we do it in WWE. So do you think that there's a chance of Logan Paul successfully, not only, by the way, at the press conference for Crown Jewel, Logan Paul not only said he's going to beat Roman Reigns, the head of the table, but motherfucker, he is the table.
Yeah, I think there might be a chance.
You know what?
It might be crazy, but
I am
Triple H under the helm.
I am so for it because it'd be different. It's unique. Look, Logan Paul, I know doesn't he have a fight coming up in like December?
No, that's Jake.
He's facing
Anderson Silva. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we got two guys that, and Jake is a champion, right? Or did he like create his own championship belt?
Nah, it's just bullshit.
Hey, fuck it. I mean, hey, when you have money, you create your own belts.
Yeah, I mean, so, they should bring that internet title back. Imagine,
you know what? And Matt Cardona would be sitting there. Zack Ryder would be like, "Wait a minute, motherfuckers! I created the internet championship. What the fuck?"
That'd be crazy.
And then we get Logan, the real dream match, Logan Paul versus Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona for the internet championship.
Fuck yeah, definitely.
So my theory, pun intended, is that Austin Theory just may cash in that Money in the Bank briefcase at Crown Jewel. Does he do that against Logan Paul? Do we get Logan Paul as champion for like a whole 2 minutes before Austin Theory comes out and cashes in? I think that'd be a fucking cool concept.
That would be a good feud, not gonna lie, because you got right? The dude with the camera.
Yeah, this man was
his whole gimmick versus his the dude gimmick, who actually does it.
the whole man's gimmick is taking fucking selfies against a guy that made his way from, you know, made his stardom from what, Vine and then YouTube.
Yeah, that would be right itself.
It would absolutely write itself.
But for championship, I don't know. I don't know.
Could you imagine guys like Seth Rollins over there fucking just grinding it out every day? Bobby Lashley. I mean, I know Bobby Lashley's United States champion, but Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens hasn't held a belt in years, but Logan Paul comes in and he's like, hey, motherfucker, I'm the champ now.
He's like, did you have a fight with Mayweather? I don't think so.
Which, by the way, has he even been paid for yet?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I had a, you know, in honor of our Lord and Savior, Logan Paul, I had a Prime today.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. I got to try the new one.
Yeah. Sure. You didn't try it yet?
No.
Oh, the cosmic one.
Yeah, like the moon shit or whatever.
Yeah, I had Blue Raspberry today. It's good. Drink Prime. Yeah. I hope Logan listens to this and he's like, you know what? I'm going to fucking sponsor Barely Watching Wrestling.
Hell yeah. Why not? Why not?
Probably not happening, but you never know. So wrestling, you know, we barely watch it. That's the whole premise of this fucking podcast. And today we are filming this on Tuesday, which is the September the 20th. Last night's edition of Raw. Again, I barely watched. Jason, I don't know if you watched, but
no,
we got a vignette, a preview of sorts of a white rabbit being teased. They had like a QR code behind Austin Theory. There's actually a graphic up right now of Matt Riddle facing Seth freaking Rollins, your boy, in the fight pit at Extreme Rules. And in the graphic, they had like a little lantern thing, which is kind of like subliminally hinting at the, you know, who it could be. So Jason, I ask you, I mean, I think it's pretty fairly obvious on who this could be, but
yeah.
Do you think we're getting Bray Wyatt back here?
I think we're getting that bunny from what was the gimmick called?
Adam Rose.
Yes, that's the bunny we're getting back.
That'd be fire.
No, yeah,
that'd be dope.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. I think so. I saw a thing that it showed like 9/23 as like hints, but so it might be on Friday Night SmackDown.
Yep.
So that'd be pretty cool. I wonder if we get the Fiend or the actual Bray Wyatt.
It's interesting because, you know, the whole thing is like, you did it. There was a in the little promo vignette thing, it said you did it, and there was like a white rabbit, and they've been playing music with these very dark tones to it. And I saw a theory on Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. I don't know who actually said it, but maybe Bray Wyatt comes back. He is the Fiend, but he's not the Fiend. And maybe he's been like summoning guys like Dexter Lumis, who's been like scaring the Miz on Raw lately. And Asuka came out with Alexa Bliss's doll on Monday Night Raw. Maybe she's a part of this new little faction. Maybe Karrion Kross and Scarlett are a part of it because they're some dark and scary fucking characters, for lack of a better term. Maybe we got a new like Ministry of Darkness type thing, you know?
That would be really nice. Not gonna lie.
It'd be dope.
But we actually do have like a dark kind of faction, you know, Finn and Damian Priest. Judgment Day. That's what it is. Yes.
Scary. Spooky fucking Dominic Mysterio over here getting fucking dominated by Rhea Ripley. You know, you love to see it.
You know, man.
I'm glad you brought up the Judgment Day because Rhea Ripley's been, you know, it's weird. Rhea Ripley's dating Buddy Matthews in real life. Buddy Matthews had a thing with Aaliyah Mysterio. Rhea Ripley's got a thing with Dominic Mysterio. What's with these Australians just having fucking things with these Mysterio kids? It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. They dig the Mexicans, you know?
You know, I did the same thing. And now look, I'm married to a Mexican.
Oh man. I was thinking that Dominic should come out with a mask soon.
And fucking rip it off.
Just fucking blacked out or something.
Blacked out Ray mask. But that'd be, you know what? With Halloween coming up, that'd actually be fire.
That would be so money.
I'd buy that mask.
The anti-Mysterio.
Motherfucker comes out here like Booyaka and fucking just says, you know, Eddie Guerrero's always been my fucking poppy.
And he, fuck yeah.
You know what? And then he's like, you know what? He changes his name. I am Dominic Guerrero.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Vicky's over there in AEW. Like, just fuck it. Bring her back. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
It's been, you know, it's crazy to call this podcast Barely Watching Wrestling, because I find myself watching more wrestling now because it's actually gotten a lot better. And with it getting better, you and I had actually differing opinions on tomorrow night. So we're recording this on Tuesday, obviously. So by the time you guys listen to this, we don't know who is going to be the next AEW World Champion. Now, we talked about it, you know, a couple episodes ago. CM Punk had to vacate the AEW World Champion. You know, it's funny. What if you and I saw Punk's last match ever?
That's crazy, man. The buildup and just for failure to happen in his career in AEW.
Man came out here and had Ace Steel biting Matt Jackson and throwing chairs at Nick, and now Kenny's got a fucking bite mark on his arm. And
oh, man.
Punk, so as everybody knows, or should know, if you've been living under a rock, what the hell's wrong with you? CM Punk had to vacate his AEW World Championship. And with that, we had a tournament of champions. They called it the Tournament of Champions. Bryan Danielson competed within it, and he ended up advancing to the finals against his Blackpool Combat Club fellow member, John Moxley. We had Sammy Guevara in the tournament. We had Darby Allin in the tournament. I don't know why we didn't have Baby Boy Miro in the tournament, but I digress. I'm a big Rusev mark. Machka,
Rusev baby. Day.
Rusev Day all day and twice on Saturdays. So with that, Bryan Danielson takes on John Moxley, AEW World Championship. I think Bryan Danielson's going to win, but who do you got winning this match, Jason?
You know, I was fucking with you saying Moxley, but...
Okay, good.
I think it's got to be Danielson. I mean, you already have Moxley having two reigns. You got to spice it up a little bit, you know?
Hell yeah.
You can't have the same guy over and over. Yes, he's a very talented wrestler, and he should be in the top 10 of wrestlers. Shout out Dave Meltzer, fucking bum ass. But yeah, Daniel Bryanson, he's been professional and he's been having great matches with any wrestler out there.
I think it's like a year to the day. We saw that fucking classic between him and Kenny Omega for the AEW World Championship in New York at Arthur Ashe, and now like a year later he's facing John Moxley for the title at Arthur Ashe in New York for the title. It's It's full circle. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, it came to this, because there's a lot of dream matches that we may never get to see. We may never get to see CM Punk against Kenny Omega, which is a shame. Kenny's one of your greatest of all time, right?
The top dog.
He should come out and say he's the top dog.
The top G.
He should come out like with like a dog bark mask and shit and just be like, oh, yeah, man. I get bit. That's okay.
Come on, call like Cody with his dog.
Cody's dog and shit.
Yeah, Cody's dog. Watch the dog to the ring.
Now, speaking of this AEW World Championship match, MJF kind of hinted at the idea that his poker chip, which, by the way, you know, Jason and I and Pat, shout out Pat, we were at All Out. And MJF successfully won that casino poker chip. Now, when the poker chip was established a couple years ago, it was never quite the money in the bank concept, right? Where you could just cash in whenever you want. But he kind of hinted that he could do that.
I saw that.
You know, he was on the wrestling. It's called wrestling, which is a clever fucking name, with Brandon Walker, Barstool. And MJF talked about how he could potentially cash in this poker chip. Now, you know MJF. He's probably the best talker in pro wrestling. It pains me to say that he's so goddamn good at 26 years old. He's yet to hold any gold in AEW, which is shocking. I mean, he did win the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal twice, so he has that ring, or actually three times. He actually won it three times, according to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia would never lie. But he's never held championship gold in AEW. Now, do you think, Jason, that MJF cashes this poker chip in Arthur Ashe? Because, you know, he is from New York, but although this would probably get a very face pop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
He's from New York. Do they give the New York kid the title here? Do they fuck Bryan Danielson or John Moxley? You never know. John Moxley might win.
I think they do. Like, they have to build this feud somehow for the world title, and it'll be way better if as soon as Daniel Bryan or Bryan Daniels, whatever you want to call him,
same shit,
gets the title, who's there? Not John Moxley. MJF. Pretty much that feud would be so good, and right from day one of someone getting a title, it's over. Like, you can't write that.
No, it's so good. And MJF coming out to Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones at All Out was so fire.
Beauty.
It was so sick. And having that mask on and all that good shit, like that mask, I hope they sell because I'd buy that too. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine MJF comes in to AEW, comes back, I should say, wins the title after cutting that promo, what was it, in June, calling Tony Khan his boss a fucking mark. It's fucked up.
I mean, he's the hottest wrestler right now. Like, yeah, besides easy. Roman,
yeah,
he easy. Is one and two. That's one and two. But yeah, right now, he brings the biggest heat from the fans.
Yep.
Even in his hometown, not even his hometown, in New York, the man talked trash about the Bills. Like,
came out with a Josh Allen jersey.
Like, you gotta hate him.
Yeah, no, he's a dick, but he's a good dick, which
big time.
Sound, pause, you know. He's a dick though, through and through. It's been a lot. There's been a lot of wrestling talk, and you know, it's, I look down the roster list of WWE and AEW, and I'm thinking to myself, I know I barely watch, hence the name of the show, and I want to talk to you really quick about a guy that, what the fuck are they doing, WWE in particular, with AJ Styles?
I don't know, man. I mean, I just saw, like, what he had his first title, just, like, it was, like, the anniversary came up.
Yeah, it was 2016 or 17 yeah. that he I won mean, his first WWE championship.
He doesn't have much time left. He's up there in age, maybe like 2 years at the most, but who knows?
He's mentioned that he's going to, he never mentioned when exactly he'll retire. And I know that on Raw, they just had Finn Balor trying to initiate AJ Styles into Judgment Day. And AJ's like, I would never, but you know, I'm not saying they're wasting him away because he's done a lot in WWE, mm-hmm. but he's also 45 years old,
yeah.
you know, and for a guy that, you know, already a Hall of Fame career, you know, obviously being Mr. fucking TNA himself. And then in WWE, of course, winning the WWE Championship twice, Intercontinental once, United States Championship three times, one Raw Tag Team Championship. He's already won the Triple Crown and the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
So it's like he's done it all, but like I feel like he could still be doing more.
Definitely contending at least for one of the titles.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, they really need to split up those fucking world titles.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that this match with Logan Paul, Roman Reigns is having in Crown Jewel, would be for just one title.
Mm-hmm. But and it's hard to just do one title.
Well, if I were Roman, I'd be like, hey, listen, Logan, like, I don't know. You know, you saw his promo where Roman's like, dude, like, I don't know who this guy is. I'm not a 15-year-old girl. Which Lies. I thought was clever, but like
his bro was on his podcast.
I know he was on it. Did you listen to that podcast?
Oh yeah, I listened to all of it.
Phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
And Roman has that fucking, you know, that star power and all that, and it was a good podcast. But like Roman having both titles kind of hurts because it hurts and it doesn't because it's actually reestablished the United States Championship. I didn't watch the whole thing between Rollins last night and Lashley for the United States title, but like they've really reestablished that title as being important again.
That's good. I mean, it wasn't on the pay-per-view for like a couple times, and that's ridiculous.
No, there was like a stat where it was like 6 or 7 months where like the Intercontinental title wasn't defended, and now Gunther over there is fucking having bangers with Sheamus and shit. They just had a 5-star match. Bobby Lashley's over here is defending the title against guys like Rollins and reestablishing it. I hope, you know, they kind of already announced that they're going away from the brand supremacy thing at Survivor Series, but I'd still want to see two big meaty men slapping meat between Gunther and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Because those two motherfuckers would have a fucking fire match.
Two big ass wrestlers. And yeah, everything would be crazy in that match. all the hits, everything.
They beat the fuck out of each other.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Like, you know, and then they already announced War Games. They're gonna have a men's War Games match and a female War Games match. They haven't announced who's gonna be a part of any of that stuff yet, but
it's gotta be the Bloodline, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, I mean, now that Solo Sikoa has been, he had to vacate his North American Championship tonight, which was a weird call. I don't know why they did that, but he just won it last week.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I mean, also, I need Sami Zayn to get a title soon.
Sami Zayn needs to go to Raw, like, tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's not Monday Night Raw, but, like, Sami Zayn needs to go to Raw on Monday and be like, hey, who the fuck is the WWE 24/7 champion right now? Bear with me. I don't know. I'm going to check right now.
That would be so good.
And challenges whoever the champion is at the moment, which, oh, it's Dana Brooke, which would be even better.
Hell yeah.
Sami Zayn comes out and he's like, Dana, I want that title.
Yes.
And she's held the title.
I need that.
She's had the championship since September 10th. I haven't seen much of it since Triple H retook over Raw.
Yeah.
Well, Wikipedia says it merely feels like an afterthought, which is true. But Sami Zayn winning the 24/7 championship just to complete the Bloodline's quest for gold would be fucking awesome. And if that doesn't happen, maybe he weasels his way into a tag team championship match, because, you know, have you seen Jey Uso's been just disrespecting Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was like, oh, you should just team up with Kevin Owens again, but
yeah Kevin Owens, yeah,
I don't know.
I saw a stat that, like, Kevin Owens hasn't held championship gold in, like, it's been a few years.
That's crazy. I mean, you got AJ, Kevin Owens, all these great wrestlers just on the sidelines, just have nothing to do with them.
Afterthoughts.
Mostly because you have two titles on Roman Reigns.
See, they gotta split those up, which I think we all know what's going to happen. I think a certain American Nightmare with that fucking beautiful tattoo of his on his neck returns at the Rumble, challenges the big dog at, you know what? I don't know, because if we're going to get Roman Reigns against Dwayne at WrestleMania.
I need Dwayne.
Dwayne? Do we need Dwayne?
In California?
And Hollywood. In Hollywood? Which we're going to, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Does a Roman Reigns versus Dwayne match need the titles?
I don't know, man. I saw something like, what was it? It's that can be like a co-main event, but I don't know, because a match set that magnitude has to be main event.
It has to.
And for the titles, I don't know.
So even if it is
hard,
a two-night event, you know, that match or not being for a title could still be a main event. I mean, a couple of years ago, we got Undertaker against AJ was one of the main events of WrestleMania, and that had no title involved. And it was Undertaker's last match. So, and this, I'm assuming, will be Dwayne's last match.
But, like, all those John Cena versus Dwayne has had a title on him on the
That's
line.
True.
So if they're going to build it up, they got to have something on the line, you know?
The Bloodline.
The right of the bloodline.
Dwayne versus Roman.
That would be
Usos crazy. Fucking turn on Roman and say, fuck you, we like Dwayne.
Rikishi comes back.
We want to be in the Fast and Furious movies.
Yes.
And the Tooth Fairy or wherever the fuck. Black Adam.
Then
I want an appearance by Peacemaker.
Yes.
Somehow, some way. Speaking of Peacemaker, Jason, I know we didn't talk about this part, but, like, you know me and I know you. We both fucking love John Cena.
Yes. The GOAT.
Now, hypothetically, do you have a Hollywood WrestleMania without John Cena? For the man who just fucking went Hollywood.
That's hard.
Probably not, right?
Probably
so
not.
I got a question.
You gotta
for
have
you.
Him.
I got a question for you. If hypothetically John Cena does come back to WWE, who does he face at WrestleMania?
Cody, maybe?
Cody would be an idea. Austin Theory is probably a good idea. Because
yeah, Austin Theory.
They've been teasing that. Could you imagine, though, John Cena one-on-one with the star of this episode, Logan Paul.
Oh man,
right?
That'd be pure comedy.
Fuck yeah, it would. But you know what though? In fairness, like, you know, a lot of people talk shit about Logan Paul and all that fun shit, but like, dude's actually good.
Oh yeah.
People, you know, people I've seen on Twitter just talk mad shit about everything that Logan Paul's been doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But dude, he's got what, like over 6 million followers on Twitter. Anytime he'll advertise, WWE is good for the product.
Definitely. And he's not afraid to take the hits or do the stunts, whatever. Like he jumped through the announce table.
Yep. Jumped from the ring to the announce table.
Yeah, and I think he can get it done with against John Cena. Like,
hell yeah,
he'll have a great match.
John Cena being one of the damn goats.
Oh yeah,
you know, he could probably wrestle anybody.
Fuck it, put the United States title in that match.
John Cena, Logan Paul, U.S. title.
Yeah,
I want Logan Paul to win that. By the way.
Oh man, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
U.S. champion Logan fucking Paul, and I hope he comes out with the fucking spinner.
Oh, that'd be sick.
The United States spinner. I need that, by the way. I need that title.
Yeah.
John Cena, I hope, comes back. But I haven't seen any rumors about that. But we're just fantasy booking at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else? I mean, so we got, you know, Cody, I'm assuming, is going to go for the title. Or one of the titles. Hopefully, they find a way to split up the title somehow, some way. Because not having both titles represented in the way that they should be has kind of hurt. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Roman's never really on Raw. So, and like I said, that kind of establishes the U.S. title as being, you know, the focal point of Raw. But at the end of the day, everybody knows the U.S. title is a fucking mid-card title. Granted, yeah. That's not a bad thing.
And you got the tag teams just on two people and
yep.
They can't wrestle multiple matches on multiple brands.
That's why they should just be like, hey, Sammy, find yourself a partner for these Raw titles. And it's fucking Kevin Owens. And it's like, oh, Kevin Owens, let's say, just beat some. And Sammy didn't have to do anything and be like, look, Roman, I didn't hurt your cousins. I'm in the bloodline. And Kevin Owens is like, no, you're fucking not.
You're Canadian.
You're a Canadian Canuck, and they're gonna just call them the double C's or something, I don't know, some shit.
Oh man. And they join Edge with them and like
Team Canada.
Team Canada versus the Bloodline.
That's a War Games match. That's a War Games match. You just booked it. Team Canada, Edge, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Fuck it. Put Trish Stratus in there. And what's Christian doing? He's just beating the fuck out of Jungle Boy in AEW. Let's bring him back.
And fucking Britt.
Against Solo, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Roman, and fuck it, bring back Rikishi. I'm all for it. We just booked
a Rikishi spot.
This is why Barely Watching Wrestling should be hired by Tony Khan or Triple H to book your shows.
Fuck yeah.
We just booked fucking Survivor Series, Triple H, Hunter. And then, you know, you want to do the fucking the women's side of things. We'd have to think about that because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, no.
No. I know Dakota Kai and Io Sky just won the tag team titles. That's good. Damage control.
Yes.
Bayley, I'm assuming, will probably beat Bianca Belair for the Raw women's title eventually. Becky's on the sidelines. I think Charlotte's still hurt, too. Ronda Rousey's going for the SmackDown Women's Championship again against Liv Morgan. I hope Liv wins, but I doubt it because Ronda Rousey could legit beat the fuck out of anyone she wants to.
Yep.
She should just like, I was telling this to a friend. If Ronda wanted to, she should just start like just demolishing everybody. Like, what are you going to do about it? Like, I could beat the hell out of you.
Fucking Goldberg gimmick.
Yeah. And she starts headbutting shit and she just starts bleeding out of nowhere. Speaking of Goldberg.
Oh no, not Goldberg.
Let's talk about Bill for a second here.
He should not wrestle again.
There's some rumors. We're getting Bill at Crown Jewel as well.
Is he gonna kill someone again?
He might. Let's look down this roster list really quick before we get off the air here. Who do you think Big Bill? I wish it was Big E. Unfortunately, he injured his neck. Who do you think Big Bill Goldberg is going to fight at Crown Jewel?
I wish it was Matt Riddle. But there's no way now because he's still beefing with Seth Rollins. I don't know.
I feel like Matt Riddle is just beefing with everybody, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can put AJ with him, but like, I don't know.
Poor AJ.
I mean, who's not having anything right now? There's a lot of. Let's see.
Bill Goldberg against Happy Corbin. Book it.
With JBL on the side.
You know what? I fuck heavy with that fucking those two together.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg against Ricochet.
Oh God.
Poor Ricochet. Bill Goldberg against Sheamus. You know what? That'd actually probably be a fucking
Sheamus.
That'd be a dope match.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Sheamus over here, like, oh fella, I can't
wait to put another five star.
Yeah, with Bill. Dang,
with Bill.
With fucking Bill.
Start beating the shit out of each other.
You know what? That'd be a hard hitting match. We just booked it. Fuck it. Sheamus versus Bill.
Just don't lift up Sheamus.
No.
Oh he's God. A good guy. He's a good guy.
You don't want to break his fuck. I think he's already had like back issues or neck issues. Don't do that.
No, don't.
On that note, Mr. Jason, thank you for joining me on episode quattro, which is four.
Oh, yeah.
Four. Of BW Squared, Barely Watching Wrestling. People, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and all that bullshit. And Jason, you got anything else you want to say to these people before I kick your ass out?
No, just keep listening, you know, help the podcast grow and
like our shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hashtagging a lot of dumb shit and nobody's liking anything.
Got to grow this following, you know,
got to grow the following. I got to buy some followers.
Oh no.
Nah. Now they know my secret. Just kidding. I haven't done that yet, but maybe I'm going to get some money from Jason and it's going to go to buying followers.
Fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Barely Watching Wrestling. Jason, thank you for joining me. And fuck, we need a new fucking saying still.
Damn,
like,
yeah.
Sharpshooting had like, oh, we are tapping out, which was such a dope idea.
Rest in peace.
Rest in pissed. Sharpshooting.
Rest in pissed. Fuck Bret Hart.
See? Volume 4.
Volume 4.
There it is.
It never stops over never. Here.
No. Bret Hart slander till the day we die. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Again, and fuck, I need a good way of ending these episodes.
Yeah.
Let me think. We can barely wait to see you again. It's kind of like a barely thing, and plus it's a Miley Cyrus to reference too. Can't wait to see you again.
All right.
Fucking love Miley. That's how we end an episode. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus love. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Love you. Thank you and good night.
Thanks for listening to Barely Watching Wrestling. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Barely Watching W, Instagram at Barely Watching Wrestling, and TikTok at Barely Watching Wrestling. We'll see you next week.